Hello, thank you for calling 4 Cable TV International. For sales, dial 1. For investor relations, dial 2. For accounts payable, dial 3. For accounting, dial 4. For purchasing, dial 5. For Steve Ritchie, dial 6. For Andrew Stanyak, dial 7.
Steve Ritchie.
Hey Steve, Scott, Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hi Scott.
Good. Hey, just wanted to give you a check-in call here. I don't remember talking with me last month. How's everything going with the, all the mergers and everything in the cable business with Altice and Charter and everything?
I assume it's going.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. In fact, I haven't even seen an Altice timeline. Charter says they expect to either finish it or have it go away in May by the middle of June.
Okay, so Charter's looking at May, June to finalizing the Time Warner deal?
Well, they've got to get approval from the California PUC.
Mm-hmm.
Public Utilities Commission.
Yeah.
And the PUC is scheduled to meet on it, I think, May 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't happen until that. Now there's some scuttlebutt out there that says that California PUC is almost evenly split on approving and not approving, and it's like a big teeter-totter which way they're going to go.
Yeah. Wow, so that one state can kill the deal for the whole country?
Yep.
Wow, crazy, man. I'd imagine they still got all the purse strings pretty tight as far as making any new deals or any orders or anything from you.
Yeah, it's hard to get a hold of anybody.
Yeah.
A bunch of internal changes already as they're getting ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having trouble getting people to return phone calls even.
Yeah. And same story over at Altice or Cablevision, I guess. Hard to get in touch with everybody there.
We had some reps up there that just quit working for us, basically.
Yeah.
And we've recently managed to patch that up, and turned out we had a salesman for a while that really pissed him off, and he's gone. And they're revitalized. They have some good contacts inside Cablevision.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's not as bad as we were led to believe. So there may be Cablevision.
Cool, yeah. And with them, it was that product you were developing to kind of help them out with, if I'm trying to remember right the way you're describing it, basically some bad neighborhoods where they didn't want to go knocking on doors to help them out with being able to work on the cable and stuff without doing that.
Is the guy that was championing that project retired?
Oh, okay. So is that project totally dead now, or you?
We don't know. They're back in trying to find out who kind of inherited that problem, because the problem's still there.
Yeah.
And see if he's interested in pursuing this particular answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
So that actually is some good news for us.
Yeah, well, that's good. How are you guys doing in the meantime?
Struggling.
Yeah. All right, and it's, anything you might look at, potentially some capital for a bridge loan right now?
From you?
Yes.
Well, I'd love to talk to you, but I just don't think we have the income. And with a couple of, with the whiskers we have from the from the on-deck deal that's in a workout situation, I doubt if we get approved by anybody.
Yeah. How much do you have left on the on-deck deal?
$140,000.
$140,000? Okay. Yeah, what was the original borrowed amount and the original payback amount?
Original borrowed amount was $150,000. I think the original payback was about $180,000.
Is it $180,000?
$180,000, $185,000. I'd have to go look.
$180,000 to $185,000.
It was a 2-year deal.
2-year deal.
Yeah, but the workout deal we have with them, our monthly payments were around $11,000, and now they're $2,000.
Okay.
And that's for a year, and then they go to $4,000 for a year,
mm-hmm.
And then we have in December of 2017 we have a $75,000.
Okay. All right. And what did you guys do in total revenue last year?
About $350,000.
Yeah. Okay. Was it revenue was a little higher when you took this loan out with him originally?
Yeah, it was closer to it was over $1 million.
Over $1 million. Okay. How are you starting out in first quarter so far this year?
About at the 350 rate.
Okay. So.
But we do expect it to grow because we've managed to revitalize some of the sales force we have. We had a sales guy who quit. We replaced him with somebody else, and all he managed to do is piss off all our reps.
The new guy that came in just pissed off a bunch of people?
Yeah, I pissed off all our reps out there.
Yeah.
And actually, the guy that left didn't do any favors either because he said some things as the last couple of weeks he was there. We're finding out a year and a half later.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I know sometimes it can take a little bit to patch up those relationships. My dad was in sales most of his career. He did surgical stuff, and he's told me stories about when he came in, the rep that he replaced pissed off a ton of customers, and it took him a long time to rebuild those relationships.
Well, we've got some people out working. And the biggest thing we've done is, you know, we were a public company.
Mm-hmm.
And we split into two companies on the 9th of March.
Okay.
And the public company moving to Florida and taking about $750,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves us really clean balance sheet. In fact, the $150,000 to $120,000 to OnDeck actually went with them.
But oh, really?
Because my name's on it personally, and I know what they're going to try to work out with OnDeck, and I don't know if they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still on the hook until they're successful in their plans.
Okay.
So we might get out of the OnDeck, but it's going to be 4 or 5, 6 months.
Okay.
They've got a plan to convert a lot of debt to stock and let the people go into to trade up stock and people go in the market and get their money back that way.
Uh huh. Okay. And that plan might take care of the OnDeck loan.
It might. OnDeck's on their. On their plate, but mm-hmm. because I have a personal guarantee on it, we're still making the payments. We're still liable for it until they manage to pay this.
Okay. Well, you know, that's something that could actually be good for you guys. with us. Now, are the as far as the payments you make, are they showing up on your business bank account for the portion of the business you kept?
Not right now, because they will be.
They will be, okay.
We've had an outside investor that's been assisting us in this whole thing, and he's actually been making those payments for the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. He's finished. They took his debt too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so probably what I'll do is I'll stay in touch with you here, Steve, and, you know, probably once the things are, you know, squared away with that on-deck loan, we'd probably be in a position we'd be able to look at getting you some more capital at that point.
Okay, well, I get 3 calls a day about people trying to give me money,
mm-hmm.
and at least 2 of them go away as soon as I tell them the truth. The third one tries to get me to turn in paperwork anyway, and I actually did a couple of times, and the result was exactly as expected.
Yeah, you know, there's some of these other you know, businesses that do these, and some of them are just you know, brokers that kind of shop the applications around the different banks, and they just. Yeah, that's kind of the way they work. They just try to get that application in no matter what. You know, I'm not going to waste your time. Truthfully, I don't want to waste my time either. You know, if I know you're not going to qualify for anything right now, it's a waste of both our times to get the application in. I'd rather, you know, stay in touch with you, chat with you every now and then, and once you're in a position where we can maybe do something, get that app in at that point.
Okay.
All right. Cool, man. So I'll probably give you a buzz about another month. I'll just check in like maybe once a month or so, see how things are going, and both with
okay.
What's the when? So it was just March 9th when the company split and the public portion went. You said down to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the structure of the business now for you?
It's just a South Carolina C Corp.
C Corp.
It's basically the same as when we started doing business. Andrew Staniak and I both ended up with 40.5%. A guy named Ricky Luke's in at 19%.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told you about the outside investor that's been helping us. He's going to end up with about 10 to 15%, which will come out of Andrew and mine and Ricky's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So ultimately, there'll be 4.
There'll be 4, yeah. And he gets corporations, a company called Sapphire Capital Group.
Okay.
You can look up, if you want to read an impressive resume, look up Dr. Edward Cape, Sapphire Group.
Dr. Edward, how do you spell the last name?
Cape, C-A-P-E.
Okay. He said Sapphire Group.
Yeah, he's good. He's gonna. The plan is very shortly. He's gonna join our board of directors.
Okay, right on.
And be a significant shareholder.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got other businesses in the broadband arena.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna be. Consolidating those into one company,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to actually be sharing some assets for
him. Oh, okay.
The sales people we're going to hire are actually going to sell his product. They're going to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
The CPA we're going to hire is.
Okay. Cool. And when do you expect all that to finalize?
He says pretty quick.
Okay.
Ted has a BS from Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Got an MBA from Harvard. And a PhD from Georgia Tech.
Oh, sounds like a smart dude.
And he's, you know, you look him up and read his bio. It's very impressive.
Yeah. I'll probably take a look at that after we get off the phone here.
Okay, well, I got to get to work.
All right, man, me too. Take care, Steve. Good talking to you. Bye.